Shale oil. Shale oil could allow U.S. to slip OPEC's grip. OPEC's grip. You know what OPEC is? That's the controlling entity of the petroleum in the Middle East. They're the reason why we pay the price we pay for petroleum and gas and oil and that which you heat your house with and get your goods shipped to you and on and on and on. We're looking at an article. This is Pastor Sean Harris from Berean Baptist Church. We're looking at an article written by Andrew Callis, and it's in the Columbus Dispatch. OPEC oil producers are not worried about the shale revolution. They're not worried. They might need to rerun their numbers. The United States imported 4.5 million barrels a day of OPEC's crude last year. 20% of the cartel's exports and about half the country's import needs. But thanks to new technologies such as hydraulic fracturing or fracking, sucking away on the North American soil, the continent is already self-sufficient in natural gas and is eyeing a bigger landmark. OPEC free oil supplies. Last year, the U.S. was the fastest growing non-OPEC oil producer for the third year in a row, according to the annual BP Statistical Review released Wednesday. U.S. oil production is up 1 million barrels per day since 2006 to 7.82 million, while consumption has dropped by 1.85 million to 18.8 4 million. So, just if you're thinking about those numbers, let me clarify them for you. We use 18 million a day. We produce 8 million a day. That's the bottom line. We use 8 million a day, and we produce internally 8 million. So that's a deficit of 10 million. That's a deficit of 10 million barrels per day. So we need to get that fixed. What we want is a United States that is energy independent. And a United States that is energy independent. In 1990, North America reserves and production were falling. But thanks to unconventional proved reserves have risen 68% since then. North America could become self-sufficient in oil as well as gas by 2025. All right, here's the bottom line. That's not soon enough. We need a mass effort towards becoming energy independent. State oil company Saudi Aramco, the world's top oil producer, has acknowledged the North American boom in shale, tar sands, and other so-called unconventional production. But its prediction in November was far less explosive, 6.6 million barrels a day, still well short of the U.S. needs, and not until 2035. And OPEC ministers gathering to decide policy caps on output, holding production targets steady at 30 million barrels a day, took a relaxed view of the threat that shale oil might pose. Of course they're taking a relaxed view. Why? Nobody's talking about it here in America. Come on, this article is found on the Columbus Dispatch, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, the Columbus Dispatch. Why? Why isn't either of the political parties making a big deal of this? Can't any politician see how much of a boom to the U.S. economy a drop of gas price to $2 a gallon would be? Think about the number of disposable dollars that would create. That would be a one-third or more than that, a 40% reduction in gas expenditures. And then there would be a trickle-down effect onto all the other products that you produce that are shipped, in which you pay a higher price because of the shipping fee. But just take for example, the typical, let's just say for sake of discussion, the U.S. household, $50 a week in gas, a 40% reduction would be a savings of $20 a week. If there are, again, for the sake of discussion, 150 million households, let's reduce that number to 100 million. Let's say, for the sake of discussion, that only one out of every three Americans would actually save $20 a week. Only 100 million. 100 million times 20 bucks. 100 million times 20 bucks. That's 2,000 million. Now, we don't say that normally, do we? We don't say 2,000 million. What do we say? 2 billion? A week? Where would that go? Where would that disposable income go? It would go into goods and services. It would go into buying other goods and services. And what would that create? A trickle-down effect. I don't understand why neither political party is making it their number one priority on their platform to exploit shale oil as much as possible, minimize oil dependency upon the Middle East, create a surplus of oil that floods the markets. Why do we want to flood the markets? To lower the price. All right, let's continue looking at the article. Rafael Ramirez and the Venezuelan counterpart agreed, saying, "I'm not worried at all. They are only projections." He scoffed at the idea that shale oil will come to the rescue of consumers, allowing them to shake the yoke of OPEC. But the U.S. government Energy Information Administration has repeatedly tore up its forecasts as shale and oil sands continually change the game. Should the OPEC fret a little more? In some ways they should, not because North America may become self-sufficient, but for the reasons why. Given the changes in technology involved, it is, if that is applied elsewhere, then the assumption that all future increases in global demand will be filled by OPEC is called into question. Stevens makes an important point. Unconventional oil reserves are spread in a different pattern from traditional ones. Even resources-starved China, the world's top oil importer, has such reserves. And Russia, which is not a member of OPEC, appears to have the most. If I was an OPEC minister, I would be concerned, Stevens said. This could be significant. Well, I hope so. I hope it's significant, and I hope you have gained a better appreciation of the potential of changing the U.S. economy by producing and exploiting and getting every drop of oil available to us that's in our own soil in the most environmentally safe way possible. Think about the jobs that would be produced doing this. We're talking about a boondoggle. Remember oil rush, gold rush, those type of things? Same thing in our own soil. Dear Mr. President, dear Mr. Romney, make this a priority. Thanks for listening. Pastor at BBC@gmail.com. Have a great weekend.